time for Area Voices, telling the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. In this segment, we'll learn how arts and cultural experiences can elevate civil society by building bridges between people. Katie Carter has the story.
We always knew it. You know, we always knew that art and culture are phenomenally important to keeping hope and progressive action moving in the right direction. You know, it just is inspiring to be exposed to art. And I think what we began to realize is that artists have a unique ability to cross boundaries. And one that I would mention here is where we live, we have the Fond du Lac Reservation just a couple miles away. And yet there hasn't been as much interaction as there could be in terms of solving community problems between Native and non-Native people. And Glenn is a professional musician. He's a drummer. And I think one thing we never expected is how much music would open the door to our relationship to the Fond du Lac Reservation and members of the tribe, and how much we could learn from each other by paying attention to music traditions, and how much we could find common cause because music was a common language.
That is Emily Swanson. She and her husband, Glenn, lead an organization called the Oldenburg Arts and Cultural Community in Carlton, Minnesota. Emily is leading one of the breakout sessions at the Rural Arts and Culture Summit happening later this week in Grand Rapids. Her session is called Facing Resistance, Bridging Differences. She will be delving into how arts and cultural experiences provide avenues for improved economies and stronger civil societies in our rural communities. I caught up with Emily and her husband, Glenn, and we talked about their shared vision and mission of arts creating bridges between people. And of course, we talked about her upcoming session at the Rural Arts and Culture Summit.
It's so exciting that this Arts and Culture Summit is happening in Grand Rapids. These meetings have taken place lots of other spots around the country, but to have it here is such an opportunity to talk about the way arts and culture create community vitality in Minnesota. Bringing Native and non-Native artists together is one of the quickest ways you can build community vitality. And it does cause people to want to move there. It does cause tourism to increase. It does cause better decisions to get made about economic development. You know, things that are sustainable rather than just big box retail where the money never stays in your town. It just does. Art, if art's in front and art's leading the way, you just end up with more interesting and more productive, more sustainable solutions.
So the presentation is called Facing Resistance, Bridging Differences. Can you talk a little bit about what you'll be talking about?
The essence of it is that all communities have cleavages. They have points of disagreement. They have, especially in this particular time, polarizations that have been heightened. And to create community vitality or even to do economic development, it's really important to move into an understanding of we're all in this together. And our view is that arts and culture are really great ways to begin the process of closing those divides and moving into constructive community engagement and strengthening of the economy, of the social fabric together.
There is a concept in, I forget the language of Africa, that's known as Ubuntu. And roughly translates out of a cultural context, I suppose. And it probably has a greater meaning than what I'm about to give you, but it essentially means I am because we are. And Emily and I, in our development, say, of our business, look for opportunity to not only lift ourselves, but the entire community. If or doing limits the opportunity for others. We don't think that that is the opportunity we need to be pursuing. So we look for opportunity inside of our own business that lifts all of us. And that's maybe a little different approach to business, where one would seek advantage or opportunity to simply benefit oneself or one's close friends, whatever it might be. But Emily and I are of the nature that if it does us good, it must do you good. And if it does you good, then it does us good. So that's kind of our approach